Are you fed up with looking for a job? Are you sick of sending out resumes and not hearing anything back? Or maybe you settle for a job that doesn't measure up to what you've done in the past. My guest today, Diana Schneidman, she started freelancing and consulting and found that in a way it gives her more security because when you have several employers, you can actually easily find more. You're never at the mercy of just one boss, which is a pretty good idea to me. Diana joins me on the phone. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Wayne.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I think a lot of people, when they think security these days, they're thinking, well, what security? There is no such thing as security anymore. But in the old days, security meant what? You'd get one job, you'd stay there until you retired, and then they'd take care of you with a pension.
That's it, exactly.
That doesn't happen. That's gone, isn't it?
Seems to be.
So how did you get into freelancing?
The first time I freelanced was when I lost my job, and I was looking for a way to make some money, so I tried freelancing. And then later on during life, I lost my job a few more times, and each time I returned to freelancing and consulting.
And that took care of the bills?
Well, yeah, it started bringing in the money, and also it made me feel a lot better about things. It restored my confidence.
Oh, and that's a big thing. If you can't find work, you start to think, what's wrong with me? And you start beating yourself up.
That's true.
Okay, so added benefit there. Now, can anybody do the consulting freelancing gig?
I think so, because what I recommend is that you start out by offering a service that you offered on your last good job. So whatever you did on your full-time job can probably be translated into a freelancing or consulting job.
I would imagine the hardest thing is finding the clients, though. Where do you find those? Where do you find your first job?
That's right. The challenge is to find clients. And the way I do it is to contact the best people to have these jobs and to contact them directly. So I usually start by phoning people.
Well, like, what would you say to them?
Well, it's very simple. Some people think that you need some magic words to make them interested or to attract their attention. But I find that people who really need freelance services already understand what they are, and just the availability of people to do what they need done is attractive enough. So I simply call up, I introduce myself, I very briefly explain my qualifications, and I ask if they ever use freelancers.
And many of them do.
A fair number of them do, yes.
I would imagine now in businesses, because a lot of them have cut so many people out of their workforce, that they are, the people who are still working, are completely overworked. Is it easier for a company to hire a freelancer and a consultant?
Well, I've been freelancing for years, and I find it's even better now than it used to be. Because you're right, there's a great need. Staffing is thinner, and so they're more open to hiring outsiders to take on some of the work. But in addition, everybody nowadays knows what a freelancer is. Mm-hmm. Back in the olden days, you'd call companies, and they didn't really have a firm grasp of what the concept was, and they had never used freelancers, and they thought that they had enough people on staff that they didn't need anyone else.
What are some of the mistakes that people are making regarding freelancing and consulting?
One mistake that people are making is that they don't understand that you need to market. They think it's enough, perhaps, to have a website or something like that, but they don't know how to bring in clients or prospects to see what they're doing. And then another mistake people are making is that they're trying every marketing technique in the book, because everybody they talk to, all their friends and family, give them different ideas, and so they do a little bit of everything, but not enough of one thing to bring in clients.
I love how you actually started doing this yourself, and now you're teaching other people how to go about creating a business for themselves. And this is really that they don't have to do anything different. It's doing the work they were doing before they were let go, or maybe they're still in a job and it expands what they're doing.
Right. So people already know what kind of services they can offer, and they're comfortable doing this kind of work.
All right. Well, I think we should get people to get a hold of you to find out more information. And your website is?
It's www.startfreelancingandconsulting.com. And when you go there, you'll get a lot of free information about exactly how to get started, and you'll get an introduction to my ebook.
Terrific. We look forward to it. We're going to send everybody over there. Diana Schneidman, thanks very much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Wayne.
Once again, my guest today, Diana Schneidman. She's helping people get into freelancing and consulting work. If you want to find out if this is for you, go to her website. That is startfreelancingandconsulting.com.